This is the Music History Today podcast for March 9th. On today's show, the world loses Biggie Smalls. First up, though, on this date in 1933, the musical film 42nd Street premiered. In 1961, the doo-wop group The Imaginations recorded their classic songs Goodnight Baby and Hey You. In 1963, the Beatles started their first tour of Great Britain. In 1967, the Beatles started recording their song Getting Better. In 1970, James Brown replaced his entire backup band only a few hours before he was going to perform with them after they complained about their pay. He instead went on stage with another band. In 1976, for what felt like the umpteenth time, Keith Moon collapsed while playing a Who concert. This time, it was at the Boston Garden. In 1986, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry recorded their part to Run DMC's version of Aerosmith's song Walk This Way. When released, Run DMC's version went on to become one of the seminal moments in hip-hop. In 1990, Mother Love Bone played their final show. Also on that same day, Kid and Play's first House Party movie premiered. In 1998, Eminem signed with Dr. Dre's record label, Aftermath Entertainment. In 2009, Britney Spears started her circus tour. In 2011, Eric Clapton auctioned off his collection of 75 guitars and 55 amps. In 2012, Jerry Lee Lewis married his wife, Judith Brown. In 2018, NME Magazine went from printing magazines to becoming an all-digital publication. And in 2020, a court found that Led Zeppelin did not copy the Spirit song Taurus for their classic song Stairway to Heaven. In classical music, in 1842, Giuseppe Verdi premiered his opera Nabucco. In 1844, Giuseppe Verdi premiered his opera Hernani. In 1849, Otto Nicolai's opera, The Merry Wives of Windsor, was performed for the first time. In 1868, Ambrose Thomas's opera, Hamlet, was performed for the first time. In 1897, Gustav Mahler's Third Symphony was previewed in Berlin, Germany. In 1902, Gustav Mahler married his wife, Alma Schindler. And in 1930, the satirical opera The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany was performed for the first time. In award ceremonies that were held on March 9th, in 1993, Mary J. Blige and Michael Jackson were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2022, Lionel Richie received the Gershwin Prize from the United States Library of Congress. Albums that were released on March 9th include in 1973 when Canned Heat released The New Age, in 1975 Steely Dan released Katie Lied, in 1979 Manfred Mann's Earth Band released Angel Station, in 1982 Haircut 100 released Pelican West, in 1984 Golden Earring released N.E.W.S., in 1985 Dolly Parton released Real Love. In 1987, U2 released their classic album, The Joshua Tree. Also, Gary Moore released Wild Frontier on that date. In 1992, Gothard released their self-titled album, and Curve released Doppelganger. In 1993, Sting released 10 Summoner's Tales, Widespread Panic released Every Day, and the Moody Blues released A Night at Red Rock with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. In 1998, Space released Tin Planet. In 1999, Beth Borden released Central Reservation. Citizen King released Mobile Estates. Motorhead released Everything Louder Than Everyone Else. The Scorpions released Eye to Eye. Wilco released Summerteenth. Lynyrd Skynyrd released 20th Century Masters. And Van Morrison released Back on Top. In 2004, Franz Ferdinand released their self-titled album. And in 2010, Dark Tranquillity released We Are the Void. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts released their greatest hits album. The Morning Benders released Big Echo. And White Hinderland released Kairos. Singles that were released in the UK on March 9th include in 1973 when the J. Geils Band released Give It to Me and Led Zeppelin released Dire Maker. In 1979, the Pointer Sisters released Fire. In 1984, John Lennon released Borrowed Time. In 1985, Phil Collins released One More Night. And in 1992, Tori Amos released Winter. Meanwhile, in America, in 1961, the Supremes released I Want a Guy. In 1981, Smokey Robinson released Being With You. In 1983, the Isley Brothers released Between the Sheets, and Madonna released Burning Up. In 1987, the Thompson Twins released Get That Love, and in 2014, Hozier released From Eden. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 9th include Suga from BTS, Johnny Kelly from Type O Negative, Brendan Canty of Fugazi, rapper Chingy, rapper YG, singer Somi of IOI, Chad Gilbert of Newfound Glory, rapper Bow Wow, singer George Smith, rapper Chica, singer Georgia Twin, composer Samuel Barber, jazz singer Keeley Smith, singer Lloyd Price, country music singer Mickey Gilley, Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, John Cale of the Velvet Underground, Gary Walker of the Walker Brothers, guitarist Robin Trower, Jimmy Fadden of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, singer Jeffrey Osborne, Trevor Burton of The Move, Frank Rodriguez of ? And the Mysterians, Martin Fry of ABC, Robert Sledge of Ben Folds 5, jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman, Robert Calvert of Hawkwind, Jim Cregan of Family, Chris Thompson of Manfred Mann's Earth Band, singer Treyon, rapper C Murder, rapper AZ, singer Plum, singer La India, singer-songwriter Priscilla Ahn, and musician David Wilcox. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 9th include composer and organist Johann Pachelbel, who passed away in 1706 at the age of 52. Musician and also the son of Jean-Baptiste Lully, Jean-Baptiste Lully Fils, who passed away in 1743 at the age of 77. Composer Dominique Della Maria passed away in 1800 at the age of 30. Composer Janos Fuzz passed away in 1819 at the age of 41. Hymnist Anna Barbauld passed away in 1825 at the age of 81. Singer and composer Franz Gerl passed away in 1827 at the age of 62. Composer and harpist Theodore Laberre passed away in 1870 at the age of 65. Composer Dizma Fumagalli passed away in 1893 at the age of 66. Conductor and arranger Sidney Baines passed away in 1938 at the age of 59. Guitarist Carlos Pedrell passed away in 1941 at the age of 62. Ragtime and Dixieland jazz clarinetist Wilbur Sweetman passed away in 1961 at the age of 79. Organist Anton Vanderhoest passed away in 1965 at the age of 65. Composer Jean-Pierre Gouzieck passed away from heart issues in 1971 at the age of 36. Composer Imogen Holst passed away in 1984 at the age of 76. Bandleader and jazz singer Bob Crosby passed away in 1993 at the age of 79. Band leader Louis Freeman passed away in 1994 at the age of 100. Jazz drummer Mo Pertil passed away in 1994 at the age of 77. Singer and actor and comedian extraordinaire, the entertainer George Burns, passed away in 1996 at the age of 100. Rapper Biggie Smalls, the notorious B.I.G., was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting in 1997 at the age of 24. Composer Harry Summers passed away in 1999 at the age of 73. Singer-songwriter Ivo Robic passed away in 2000 at the age of 76. Guitarist Rust Epic of the band Crazy Town passed away in 2004 at the age of 35. Composer John Mayer passed away in a car accident in 2004 at the age of 73, not to be confused with guitarist and singer-songwriter John Mayer, who is still alive, by the way. Pianist Coleridge Taylor Perkinson passed away in 2004 at the age of 72. Country music singer Chris Ledoux passed away in 2005 at the age of 56. Lead singer Brad Delp of the group Boston and also the group RTZ committed suicide in 2007 at the age of 55. Singer Randy Kane of the Four Gents and also of the Delphonics passed away in 2009 at the age of 63. Country music singer Ray Griff passed away in 2016 at the age of 75. Singer and actor Robert Horton passed away in 2016 at the age of 91. Percussionist Nana Vasconcelos passed away in 2016 from lung cancer at the age of 71. Record producer and sound engineer Keith Olsen passed away in 2020 at the age of 74. Country music singer Eric Taylor passed away in 2020 at the age of 70. The director of the Metropolitan Opera from 1976 to 2017, Mr. James Levin, passed away in 2021 at the age of 77. Jazz double bassist Len Skeet passed away in 2021 at the age of 84. Session guitarist Richard Podalar passed away in 2022 at the age of 86. And jazz fusion keyboardist Robin Lumley passed away in 2023 at the age of 75. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 10th when, in 2015, Marvin Gaye's estate wins a $7.3 million copyright infringement lawsuit against the writers of the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines.